Magda, I don't feel mukhan to say on this. I'm still davening that we're going to change this into a 2 week sugya. It's a lot. It's fremd. It's new, and it's very hard to be. I don't feel like I'm being angry on the nekuda that brings it out. We'll just, I guess, talk out some of the zachen and see where we end up. By the Zohar and Daf Yud Aleph is talking about Sreif. The kings had a minig of to do a Sreif for the Tibiyah Mamisa. And the Gemara wants to know that the Maisa, we did it too. By the Yiddish kings, we did it too. Right, the Gemara, if this was a minig that the Goyim did, the Goyish kings, When the day of the Misa, they would burn their belongings, and the Rishonim explained it was a covenant for them, as if like no one else has a right to use their stuff. So if we're doing it, what happens to the Avera B'chusem Leiselecho? That was Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara said interesting words, Kuli al Masreif alav chuki. El chashivusa. It's not a chayk, it's just chashivusa. So the words of the Gemara sound like, if you just read the Gemara literally, it sounds like the Gemara is saying it's not a chayk. It wasn't a chayk. It wasn't like a psaminig that they did it by every Goyish king. They did it, but it's not enough of a zach that Goyim do a dos heis psaminig from Goyim. That's what it sounds like the Gemara is saying. It's b'chol not a chayk, and that's why it's mutter. If we'd be a chayk in Tzasa, it's not a chayk. Maybe it's mutter. And the sugi over here is a different sugi. The sugi over here is an avodah zarah d'keisa, that if a guy gains money next to a time when they thank the avodah zarah, you can be lufnaivi, you're going to get them to thank the getchka. So this chashivusa, is it enough? Is just the guy dying, the king dying, is that already a time that they thank the avodah zarah? Or is it only when they do this act of chashivusa, of burning his stuff, that's going to cause them to thank the avodah zarah? And it's not a chukusem lesilechu d'keisa. The Gemara goes on and says that Yiddish kings, we did it for Yiddish kings. The Gemara brings a pasuk. According to the way we're saying now, the pasuk has nothing to do with the heta. There's no, it's not a chayk. Granted, there's a pasuk. We found the pasuk just to buy this. This is a minig by Klal Yisrael. So Yimio told one of the kings, this is what you should do, that when he dies, he's going to die a regular death. He thought he was going to be killed by the goyim, and they're going to burn your stuff. So you see, it was as the Yidden did, but not that went into the reason for that. The Gemara Sanhedrin, where it's talking about Saif, how to give Saif. The Gemara says that when something's mafurish in the pasuk, even though it's a chayk of Goyim, you're allowed to do it. And the Gemara says that's why we're allowed to be surfing. So that means we have a Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph in Avodah Zarah that says that burning the belongings of a king is b'chol not a chayk. It wasn't a chayk. So it sounds like from the Gemara. Lav chuki. And that's why it's mutter. And then the pasuk is granted, it is a pasuk. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin is handling where you were, the Goyim had a minig to kill. The Goyim, they would behead someone, they would just take off his head. To the point that the Gemara said, Chukseim Leiselecha to do that. The Gemara said, no. Look to Gemara. Rabbanon Kiva Dixiv Saif by Raisa. Lav Menach Aminim. We're following our Torah. And I'll bring a Raya. It says, Sarfan Al Malachim. I why is it a Daki Amairi? How can you do it? That's what the Goyim did. Chukseim Leiselecha. No. You know why there's no problem with Chukseim Leiselecha? Kivan Dixiv Sreifa Beiraisa. So, there's a serious Sasugis. And this is Tyson's problem in the Sugya. that the Gemara on Dafir Aleph comes to say that Shreifas Hamalachim is v'chlau not a chayk. And the Gemara Sanhedrin says it's a chayk with a hetam because there's a pasuk. And Vibal, we're doing it now because we have a pasuk that says to do it. So it's no shaks what the guy does. We have a pasuk for it, the Mamela, there's no way. So that's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus answers that there's two types of chukas ha'akam. There's a chukas ha'akam that's avodah zara, where it's not just the chayk that the goyim do, it's a chayk for the shaykh to the das, to the religion, to the yisroom, the avodah zaras. And that's mochama. And then there's a chayk that's just the minhag of a guy. And we want to make a chiluk between yidden and goyim. The more we're merachim from them, the more we won't learn from them, we won't imitate them, we won't learn from their ways. And we want a richuk, we want a chiluk. And we make chilukim in gibbeth and yonim. And even if it's not avodah zara, that you have to separate. So Tosfos, a new taich in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. When the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Lav Chuki, it doesn't mean it's not a chayk. Avad it's a chuk zakam. Lav Chuki means that it's not a chayk of Avodah Zarah. It's Lav Chuki, it's not a chayk shal Avodah Zarah. If it's not a chayk shal Avodah Zarah, it's not a schama. And then, if you have a pasuk, and that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's really what the Gemara meant now in Avodah Zarah Gufa, when it brought the Braisa, it brought the pasuk, it wasn't just Agat Tang, you see in the Torah such a musik. No, you see in Nach, you see in Psukim, that Adab, that's Gufa the Heta. What do you mean? I thought the Heta's not a chayk. It's not a chayk of Avodah Zarah. If it would have been a chayk of Avodah Zarah, you could have Psukim as Hampus Morgan, just like by a Matseva. The obvious brought Matzeva, so it was a Dav Mutta. But later on, the Goyim started doing it, and now they're asking it. There's a Musik that once the Goyim start doing it, for the Avodah Zarah, we're going to ask it. So therefore, it's going to go into Chumzei Moisilechu, and there's no Maila that we have a Pasuk. That's only Ben Yoni Avodah Zarah. Zok Tugmar, it's not a Chayk of Avodah Zarah. It's not an act of Chashivus of Alma, but Hotnish Medar Avodah Zarah. And Mamela, I could now use the Heta of that there's a Pasuk. So Taisus being Miyashim, how the two Sukkis go together. The Meiri lays to a Knech, and the Meiri says that what's Taker Chalak? I mean, it's one pasuk. Is the fact that it says, now you tell me there's a Chayk of Avodah Zarah, a Chayk not Avodah Zarah. Does a Chayk not Avodah Zarah go into the pasuk? If it goes to this, it goes to this. So then what's the difference if the Chayk is Avodah Zarah not Avodah Zarah? So Tosfos, that if we have a pasuk that says to do it, even though it's a Chayk of the guy, it's not a problem. Oh, only not a problem if it's not a chayk of Avodah Zarah. I mean, there's one pasuk in Loisalekul. So is there a het to the fact that we have our own pasuk to do it? The fact that we have our own pasuk, even if it's a chayk of the guy, it's still mutter. So why wouldn't that be mutter in Avodah Zarah as well? So pasuk you learn, and that may be the truth in Tosfos as well, that it's just a chayma. It's a chayma, it's understood. The bat of Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah is so scary, so terrible. So under the Reisa, under the Rabbanim, we're more nervous when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and Mamela, by Avodah Zarah, there's not going to be a het of a pasuk. By Samachayk, yeah. The Meiri says that the Vart is Kuschukhisayim lo Selechu Dei Raisa is only going on Chukum of Avodah Zarah. This that is the Issa of Chayk, even with not Avodah Zarah, is Issa Rabbanon. In Isurei de Rabbanon, so yeah, if we have a Pasuk that says you can do it, so we're not looking at them. Who cares? They have a minute. Who cares? Come on, Pasuk. The whole Issa is Rabbanon, so they didn't ask in such a way. Vashenka, when you're handling Issa Dei Raisa, and if the Raisa doesn't help that we have a pasuk l'maisa, this is a chayk of Avodah Zarah. The Torah said, "Avadah is the pasuk do it when it works, but not when it became a chayk of Avodah Zarah." Haitz the chayk of Avodah Zarah, Avadah, you can't do it anymore. The fact that they did it then, because then it wasn't a chayk of Avodah Zarah. And the Mela, it's going to go into the Issa of Chesem L'Tzaleiku, unless it's not a chayk of Avodah Zarah. And that could be what Tosfos means. So either Tosfos means like the Meiri, that Chesem L'Tzaleiku is only the Raisa by Avodah Zarah, not by El Chukim. Or Tosfos means, well, the chayk of Avodah Zarah is Mochama, and this had to only works by under chukim, not by chukim by the zara. Okay. Now, the Ran in Avodah Zarah said a chiddush l'dima. The Ran, it's on page Yudches, the Ramban says that the only time there's Issa of Chesem L'Tzaleichu is when they're doing something that doesn't have a pshat. It doesn't really make sense. There's no time for what they're doing. There's no seichel to what they're doing. So then, same loy silechu, we're not allowed to do it. But Zokter Ran, let's say they're doing something that has a tam. It's very understandable. There's a gevaldik seichel to what they're doing. It makes sense. There's uftu. There's a gain. Zokter Ran, avol dvorim shel tam shoru. As Zokter Ran, chabaraya, chabar gemara for them. Sreifus al hamalachim. There was they used to burn the belongings of the kings. Zokter Ran, there's a gevaldik tam for it. It's a covet. That no one else is right to use the king's stuff. So, Agam, it was a minig by Goyim, it was a chuk of Goyim. That's what they did by Goyisha kings. Afapi came, you know why you're allowed to do it? Because there's a murdik a tam for it. And if there's a tam, I'm not doing it because there's a chuk of the guy. I'm doing it because it makes sense. Chuk means I'm doing something that makes no sense. You know why I'm doing it? Because the guy does it. You're doing it because the guy does it? That's the chuk same lois. I'm not doing it on Tzugayin. It's a gewaltig time. It makes so much sense. So the Chab Seichel Eichet. So I'm doing it for the Seichel. Punkt, I'm doing it because they have Seichel. Okay, Chochma Goy, Damen. So we both have Seichel. We're doing the same thing. Very nice. Oh, but that's not a... It doesn't go around... Go into Chochma Goy, Seichel. So the Goyin speaks out. So that's at around Taichus, the Gemara by the Zohar. It's Poshut. It's Tzvei Gemaras. So you can read the same word. They don't want to say Gans and Tzvei Tzar. So the Gemara, in Avay the Zohar, Kuli Alm Mesreif Alav Chukahi. El Chashivusa. What the Gemara means to say is that you know why it's not a chayk? Nah, we learned the Gemara, it's not a chayk. Because it wasn't really things that most goyim did. Amol, they did it for a king. It wasn't enough of a minig guy that was so prevalent that, oh, that says a minig from a guy, and chachim lo yisalechu. It's a sam, it was a chashivusa ba'alma. They did amol for a certain king. The Ran saying the Gemara means it's not a chayk because there's a seichel to it. It's not a chayk. It's not something that makes no sense. It's not a dove zar. It's not a dove muza. It's a zach that's understandable. Chashivusa. It's a covenant that you give, and everyone understands that's what you're supposed to do. The baal, that's the case, so it doesn't go into the chuzem lasalechel. It's bechlal, not chuzem lasalechel, because you're doing it, because there's a reason for it. There's a seichel to it, and then it doesn't go into the esa. What? Oh, so frek the goyin. So what's going on? Deran is musta from the Gemara Sanhedrin. A Matzah's question. This about to me, the going to Mechaz Chinuch is a Chais HaPela. So offer the Gemara and Sanhedrin Ishtazai. The Gemara and Sanhedrin says that the only reason why you're allowed to do a horrible killing of Misa, Zok the Gemara, the Gemara says that the reason why you're allowed to do a crazy killing of Misa, which there's a very normal svar to say, let's do it in a nice, normal way, the Sadov and Menuvel Shenkamah, you take an axe, the hell head smashes, I mean, it's such a nicer way to just take his head off. Softly. I'm saying, why don't we do that? Dr. Gemara, I could say, is Dr. Milch, same as Leichel. Well, it's a problem. There's an issa. So the man Yomar says you could do it, because there's a pasuk. That's the back forth in mind. Then the Gemara says, and I'll prove to you that there's a het of a pasuk. What's the het of the pasuk? Because by surfing, the way the Ran's learning, L'chayra Saif has a tam, L'chayra in L'chatam Godel Mizeh, L'chayra. But forget Saif, that's for sure. The Ran himself says, Sreifas Melochim has a tam, and that's why there's no Issa. And the Gemara said, Ezra says, it's Mutta only because there's a Pasuk. And therefore, what you really be Chukasim Lechu, just there's a Pasuk. And if there's a Pasuk, it's Mutta. In fact, the Goyin argues on this Ran, the Marik. The whole Ramah is based on the Merik and this Ran. The Goyin argues la halacha and then based on this kasha. It's often the Gemara Sanhedrin. It seems the Ritva Taka wants to say something on sugyas. The Stipe goes like that, but I saw after that it's the Ritva. It seems the Ritva himself says that it's something on sugyas. So maybe that it's a Taka steer. It's something like this. But the Goyin is then begun. We don't have. It's not a strange. It's often a sugyas. It's a Gemara. I mean, just not make a machlokes sugyas. Usually, that's a kasha, not a teretz. I think there's two Gemaras. They got a shtim. So the Goyin says you can't say that the Gemara means to say you can't. It's not Issa. So Taisa said beautiful. Taisa said it's not a chaykav by the Zara, but it still goes to mukhdem leselechu. So I still need a heta of it's a pasuk. The heta of a pasuk only works by chaykav. It's not a by the Zara, and that's beautiful. The Gemara by the Zara, the Gemara is an edgin. But if you say like the Ran, and the Ran says a davish shel tam, a davish shel seichel, there's no issa of chesem leselechu. Then l'chayra, why in the Gemara Sanhedrin do we need a heta that is based on a pasuk? Side by side, if it's a problem, side by say by the king, the burning of the kings, this is the Gaon's kasha on the Ram. So I'm just trying to borrow Tosfos's geda, and with the Meiri, maybe we can do the same thing in the Ram. Maybe we can say the same type of cheshbon in the Ram. The Ram says that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when it says lav chuki, it means because it's a double shel seichel. It makes sense. So what's the vote? If it makes sense, people are not going to see that you're doing it off the guy. So let's go to the Meiri. The Meiri said that Avodah Zarah, that the chuk of Avodah Zarah is the raisa. And therefore the eitzah that it's a pasuk doesn't help for that. Right? Tosfos said when the chayk is avodah zarah, the chayk doesn't help the pasuk. When the chayk is just a chayk for the guy, it helps the pasuk. Meiri explained because when the chayk is avodah zarah, that's the raisa. That's the ikum. That's the pasuk. The chayk, a stam a chayk of a guy is only drabanan. So when it's only chayk drabanan, then you really could zuchet teirim. What's the hetah? That is mufurish in the teirim. That's the. The Ram, and Mel Zok Tosfos, what does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara and the Havamina held that the burning of the belongings of the king was Avodah Zaradik. It wasn't Stam Indi Ba'alma. It was an Avodah Zaradik Azach. Now, even though it was for the Cheshivas, but it was somehow it was connected to the Avodah Zara. And for the Gemara, no. Lav chuki, he says, it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, it's chashivus of alma. That's how Tosfos learned the Gemara. But I already see from Tosfos, Tosfos is having held that the burning was Avodah Zarah, the Kenyan. So maybe the Ram held like Tosfos's Havamina. It was the burning of Stam, they burned things out of the blue. It was an Avodah Zarah, the Kenyan. This king obviously had to do with their religion, the kings were these religious countries, and it was very connected to Avodah Zarah that were giving him this chashivus. And the Mele, it was a chayk of Avodah Zarah. So the Ram held that when you have a chayk of Avodah Zarah, the fact that there's a pasuk is not going to help you. Like Tosfos. But the Ram said this is a chayk of Avodah Zarah. Tosfos said it's not a chayk of Avodah Zarah. The Mele, we have a hetah, there's a pasuk. The Ram held it is a chayk of Avodah Zarah. And he held like Tosfos. Pasuk, it's Avodah Zarah, the Ginyanim. So Zok Ran, that we could water down the Chaykim of Avodah Zarah by saying, one second, what's the Chaykim of Chaykim of Avodah Zarah? It looks like I'm connecting to Avodah Zarah. It doesn't look like. There's a milsa of Tam. It's a milsa of Seichel. No one's going to think I'm doing Avodah Zarah when I do this. I'm not doing Avodah Zarah. I'm doing something that makes sense. That means if the thing I'm doing doesn't make sense, so all it is the Goyish Chaykim of Avodah Zarah. So you can have psukim as hypers morgan. You can't do it. The Ram is just, whatever Tosfos did by saying it's not a chayk of Avodah Zarah, the Ram agrees to Tosfos that a pasuk won't help something that's a chayk of Avodah Zarah. But this is a chayk of Avodah Zarah. So the Ram says, you know how we're going to remove ourselves from Avodah Zarah? That what you're doing is not Avodah Zarah, Dick. Ich tu azach vasot atatam. The goyim are doing Avodah Zarah. I'm giving cover to Yiddish king. So it removes my act from what the goy's kivun is of Avodah Zarah. And at best, it's like a chayk that's not a Avodah Zarah. Well, my son, I'm doing an act that's a chayk. So, avad, it's not matter. And avad, I have to come on to the fact that it's a pasuk. And that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, exactly like the Chesed of Tosfos. But what, the same way Tosfos needed to bring it down from a chayk of Avodah Zarah to not of a chayk of Avodah Zarah, the Ram was saying something that's a mistab for the gazak, that's a seichel for the gazak. So we could see when the Yid does it, it's not a Avodah Zarah, Dick. He's doing it because it makes sense. But my son, he's doing an act that's a chayk of a guy. It's not better than Stamachik, that's not Avodah Zaradik. Now I have a right to use the Heta that I have a Pasuk. So we're trying to answer the Gaon's Kasha of the Ram by saying the Ram has been the same Mahalach as in Tosfos. It's all the same step by step. Tosfos was easier to get out of it by making that it's not a Chayk of Avodah Zarah. The Ram held it is a Chayk of Avodah Zarah, so he had to come up to this Vod of it's a Milsa B'tam. Okay. Fine. the Marik has a chiddush, which would be maybe a big heta for a lot of the lemaistika questions that we do, that they get to us. At the end of the first page, cloth of the booklet, the end of the first big paragraph on page Chaf, Marik says, Elehecha, about 10, like 10 lines down from the bottom, three words from the end of the line, Va'af Gam Zeis. Va'af Gam Zeis Nira, Dahainu Dafka Kishu Oisa Kidei Lidames Alehem. V'loi Lute Elis Yedua. It means the Issa over here is only when you're taka doing it to be done to the guy. Your kavan is to be done to the guy. But if there's a dafka kishu oisa kidei lidomis aleim, v'loi l'te'elis yadua. That line maybe minimizes the het a little bit, that it has to be te'elis yadua. But the Marik is saying that the only time you have the issa is when you taka, you have in mind to do, I want to look like the guy. I want to imitate the guy. I want to be daimed to him. But if that's b'chal not my goal, even if goyim do this, my goal is not because I'm imitating the goy. I have a talus what I'm doing it for. So even though I'm, at the end of the day, I'm doing something that's seemingly a chayk of a goy, but I'm not doing it because I want to imitate the goy, and the mela doesn't go into this. Now, when the Ramah quotes,
the Marek is saying that even if it's something which is a chayk, the goy is doing an apple.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But the Marik does say, "Kidei lidomis aleim v'loy l'toyeles yodua." So that means that even the Marik is saying that if in the world there is no toyeles, I punked them a toyeles, it's not going to help because it looks like I'm doing a chayk of a guy. That's my problem. So it has to be. That's why it's not so removed really from the Ran. And the Ran when he paskins the Marik, he never mentions this thing in itself, because it's not a heta in itself. At the end of the day, in the Ramah's heta, what? The what? If I'm doing it mamish lidomis,
right.
I think, but that could be that's the pashtus. That's all days. You're doing lidomis, there's going to be a problem. Let's see what Ramah says. Ramah, when he brings down the halacha, Ramah says, what's mutter? In other words, if the chuk zakim the Rambam the Mechaber stole the vek, what's also Ramah says you have to be moved to mehem v'mabushav u'bishar ma'isav v'chol ze'ena yase ela bedava shenogu b'hagoyim l'shem pritzus k'en shenogu l'ubash mabushim adumim u'mabushav m'kudoyim l'ze l'shem pritzus, we're going to be magdeh in a second oy bedava shenogu minig l'chayk ain't tam bedava dek l'mechash bey b'shem darki emari, people are going to think you're doing darki emari. It's clear he's doing it because it's teyelas. We're doing it for covid or other cheshbon. There's no problem, and it's ra'is from sofer amalachim in mishum dakimay, which is the grain's kasha.
Okay.
What?
Right. Now the shadow, right? So now, first time the choice. So we're a kapotah. We're a kapotah from the goat.
We're a
Rabbinish kapotah.
Right.
This kapotah is a kapotah in Israel, right? And he wants to wear the kapotah to drink the good. So according to my record, if he knows he wants to do it, this should mark enough the good. But like I said, the thing itself is not a specific because it has a reason why the good is doing it.
He's saying a chiddush. I don't know if that's true. Marik doesn't say a blad. You mean that? That could be a pashut. That if you're trying to be them, that's the issa. That is the issa. Ich too, mamish, because I want to be regoy. That's what the Torah asked. But what we're seeing over here is something else. That even if my kavanah is not that, but if it's not something that the Velt sees as a te'elus fit. Or it's something was passed for a yid, you lose the heta. You think a big chiddush? I would never think to say such a thing in Marik unless it would be black and white mufurish like that. So just to be magda, what comes after Ramah under Marik is as follows: that again, I think that's pashut. If you're mechavin to do what the guy is doing. And the reason why I'm doing it is I want to imitate the guy. I want to do the chayk of the guy. That's the derais of chasem leitzalechu. Maybe what some shem is only about by the zara. It's only a sarabana, not about the zara. It's the miri. But that's the issue of chasem leitzalechu. Pashtus in Allah doesn't say nidafka by the zara. Miri, I don't think the miri is la halacha. I think if you're doing it for the chayk of the guy, it's malchus. Even if it's not shaykhta by the zara. Ramam, they'll say, you dress like you want to look like the guy, you cut your hair certain way, it's not about the zardik. You're doing it because you want to look like the guy, it's malchus, it's a lav deraisa. But Zakhtar Ramah, there's two ifanim that we can have a heta. Avad al Hakdama is that you're not doing it to imitate the guy. That's not why I'm doing it. So if there's a tam yodua why I'm doing it, it's understood. Everyone sees the tayalas. There's a gain from it. So, I'm not doing it to imitate the guy, and the velt understands I'm not doing it to imitate the guy. I'm doing it because I have a tremendous gain, so it's mutter. The only time it's going to be us is when it's a narish hazach. So why are you doing it? Now, I'd rather have a personal chesh why I'm doing it. But to the velt, what are you doing? You're doing a zach for zachuk of the guy. You can't, it's not going to change. Your action doesn't get changed because you personally have a different chesh. If the act is a narish azach, so the only taich of the act is, because this is what goyim do, this is their minig, that's chusem loisalechu. But if they could be getaiched, that there's a big talus from it, I have a mamanitik again, a covetik again, something that's helping me, and it's understood like that, and that's why I'm doing it, that doesn't go into this. Huh? Then he has another zach. He has a zach that there are certain begodim, or inyanim, was pasnished for a yid. It's just, the etzem is a pasnished. Yidden are anothem, he says. Yidden are not tutsim. And there are gewisse Sachen that are preachistic, that are geivedic, that are nicht a yid, nicht goy kaddish, nicht am lachs gehanem goy kaddish, nicht by shonim rachmanim goy mechassadim. That's not on Shem Tzias. That's nicht in this Sach by yid. Am emela, that's a goyish Sach. That's the chayk. And you can't reason to say this morgen. We don't do such a zach. So it's ogetaych, it's a goyish zach, and mail it's also. Comes the goyin, and the goyin says, very nice, but I have a gemara by Saif, and I have a gemara by the burning of the clothes of the Malachim, which everybody understands. There's a great talus for it. There's a great uftu. You won't be manavel people. The king gets a yichtigal covet like he's supposed to get. So that's why I'm doing it. And Alpha Pikein, the Gemara says, the etzem is asa. I need a hetter because there's a pasuk in the Torah that I say, I'm going behind the Torah. I'm going behind the Torah. It's not pasuk in the Torah, pasuk in Nach. So the Torah says that's a zach that's done. So it separates me from what the chayt of the guy is. But without that, it's also. And the Meila the Goyin says I disagree with the psak of the Ramah. Not true. The fact that everyone sees that there's a tealus from it doesn't give me a hetter. If it's a chayt of a guy, it's a problem. And the hetter needs that there's a pasuk in the Torah. It needs this hetter that the Gemara in Sanhedrin gave. But if you look at the Goyin himself, I don't know how to stem it perfectly with this Gemara, but the second Goyin, the Goyin says, Avaludina under Ramah, says Lo Nirali. He says, V'chein Sarfin ala Malachim. This is the second Grah, the last two lines. He brought the whole Ramah, and then he said, Ludina Lo Nirali, because he has a Gemara, Sarfin ala Malachim, Vadei Taina Ika, Kameshikas Varan. Afilu Achi Parach. The Gemara asks, Chosem Lesilechu. And the only answer is because there's a Pasuk. Vadei Da Kolasa. Ragdavka Lumid Mehem. Zuck the Goyin, but still, only Lil Moid Mehem is Asa, Kemosh Shekasev Sham, Kivan the Ksiv, the Balta is a Pasuk. What's the matter that it's a Pasuk? Not because it's like a Gzeres Shekasev, you're allowed to do it. Loi Minayak Amin, I'm not learning from the Goyin, I'm following the Pasuk. The Lav Dafka Mishum the Ksiv by Raisa. It's not dafka zatkin because it's ksiv by raisa. El kol dava shehinu ois and zulasam. Anything that I would have done on my own, even if I wouldn't have heard that they do it, it's muta. B'chemim mabushim. No, I don't understand. By sayif, I don't know. On my own, I wouldn't have done a nice misa by taking his head off softly. One of the guys' rayas was, why by sayif did you have to come onto it? It's a pasuk. Just say it makes sense.
It's better than that. It happens to you, right? It happens to you, it's possible. It's better.
The what?
It happens to you, it's possible.
That was not, but that was the Goyim's raya against Iran. The Goyim's raya for Iran was that Be'etzem Saif was a problem, even though it's a minoval. We knew the Svaras are minoval. Svaras didn't help. But I have a pasuk. And now the Goyim is saying, the pasuk is Abdafka. It's anything I would have thought of myself. I would have thought of Saif myself too. So I don't know. The Goyim seems to have certain svaras that the asaras, I don't know if we would have chafted on our own. We're getting it from the Goy, but there's a tam to it. That is no hetta. He understood the round would be mata even that. That means even if the only reason why you're doing it is because you chafted, the burning clothes. It sounds like he's saying, it's not for the pasuk in the Torah. It makes sense to burn clothes, but which yid would have thought of that idea? That I understand. Okay, I'm going to give cover to the king. How? All of his belongings. It's about tashchis. What cover is that? So I would never do such a thing. Now, when the goyim are doing it, there's a reason. It's a good reason. And the Ran says, therefore, it's mutter based on the reason. Dr. Goyim Chama Gemara that it's awesome. Even though you have a reason. But let's say it's something that I would have to do it on my own. I don't need the guy's idea that let's make this crazy covered of burning his clothes. Even though we understand it, because he's giving him covered. I would come up with that. I would give a hesped. We know how to give covered to a mace. I'd give a spade him. So there I understand. The guy is arguing around and saying no. But Zuck the guy, the pusik is lavdafka. You don't need a hetik as the pusik. The pusik is that I have a sibud now to do it. Look, the guy is saying such a beautiful thing. I don't know what to do by sayeth. The guy is saying, you know what the mile of the pusik is? Now you know why I'm going to burn clothes? Because Yibioh Anavi said to do it. A Yid would never think of such an idea on his own. Avad it's a milsa b'tam. And the Ran says it's a tam. But the Goyin says, a chabaraya, even such a thing is asa, unless you have a pasuk. Zok the Goyin, don't think the head of the pasuk, I thought, oh, it's exes a kasuv, it's a terita kazach. No. The head of the pasuk is, now I'm doing it because of the pasuk. So I'm not doing it, else the Goyin. Mamele it's muta. Mamele is Zok the Goyin, even something without a pasuk. If we would know that I would wear it on my own. And that's because I see the Goyim are doing it, that's muta. Now, by Sayif, I don't understand. Because by Sayif, L'chayra, the reason why I would do it is because it's not manuvel. So I don't know why I needed a pasuk for it. L'chayra, I imagine we would have chopped on our own. It's a more normal way to kill someone than chopping his head off, than to use a nice, easy, slick, smooth head off. So I don't understand that. That's our undergoing. But that the going does give us room to have a hetame aim the Ran, but not as much as the Ran. That's the... What? No, I think he's going back on what he said. I look back at it. I think he had a yishuv for the Marik and the Ran that he said in the big piece. He's saying, you know, I don't really like my answer. Still tzorchim, but he wasn't asking on himself. He wasn't by the kasha on himself. Okay. Now, yeah. Okay, so let's just late. I missed a few things I think may be important, but let's just try to talk about a few practical things. I don't know exactly how to fit things into the Gedarim, but let's understand. Flowers on Shavuos. Right? The minhag by Klal Yisrael to bring flowers into a shul on Shavuos. The Rama brings the minhag. It's gebait on the fact that different reasons, either whatever, Sinai, or because there's a din, on the flower, the different times that's brought down, why we do such a thing. Comes the Goyin, And the Goyim says, Chas v'shalom. The Goyim do it on their Chagah, on their Das, their holiday, which is their religion, which is Avodah Zarah. They do the same thing. Maybe not allowed to do it. Rama allows it, and the Goyim doesn't allow it. So it would be very gishmak, just very smooth. This is the Rama l'shitasei, and the Goyim l'shitasei. The Rama holds that whenever there's a good understanding why you're doing it, it's okay. Memele it's mutter. Mashen came, the Goyim, says nothing doing. There's no such svara. I need a fact that it's a pasuk. Otherwise, if it's not a pasuk, I don't know if I, you know. Now, again, the Goyim that we learned before that said, no, if you would have thought of it on your own, it's as if you have a pasuk. So what, did we come up with the idea of flowers from the Goyim? I imagine we thought of it on our own. So then, why is the Goyim saying it's a problem? That's why that line of the Goyim getting me very troubled. I don't know. But Pasha, the Goyim is L'shitasei, and the Goyim goes, I don't have a ran, and I hold that there's a problem here. The fact that there's a reason behind it and it makes sense doesn't help me. If I don't have a pasuk, it's asa. But in MS, if we were right what we said before, there's a better reason why it's to be asa. And that would answer our kashim degra that we ask now. Because we tried explaining the round to answer the Goyim's kashim on the round from the Gemara and Sanhedrin that the heta of seich, all these things only is on things that are not of Avodah Zarah. We have a problem. Something of Avodah Zarah, there's no stam heta. No, Avada, the Gemara needed a pasuk. The Gemara needed heta, there's a pasuk. So what did the Ran mean to say that it's a seichel, it's a svara? The Ran just meant to take away from the problem of Avodah Zarah. So here, this minig by Goyim is for their das. It's for their Avodah Zarah. So I have the Ran saying a svara. Okay, but we're doing it for, we have our own reasons for it. Very nice. Okay, but now you have to have a pasuk vayta. Whenever you're handling something that's by the Goyim is Avodah Zarah, the Chomedek of Chasei Mois Aleichu, you can't just be saying on a svara. That was what we saw for the Gemara Sanhedrin, that was Tosfos whole Mahalach. And we took that gang and put it into the Ran. So if that's true to put it into the Ran, so then the Goyim is saying it's a pashut. Vibalt, we're handling something that's Avodah Zarah, Memela, it's not going to help the fact that it's a Seichel. The Rama, maybe, in the Rama's time, maybe, the, I don't know, was Avodah Zarah, maybe the meaning of the guy came between the Rama and the Gra. I don't know when they started this. The Rama thing, it was just a chayk. The Alma, the Rama didn't have any chayk. Look, Rama, there's a minig with flowers in the basic nesses. Later on, it became a minig by the guy for their dust. So the guy has to stop. That's very possible. I don't know when, I mean, I don't know the history. Maybe if I would know, it was the end of times Rama anyway. Rama held it was Mutta. I don't know. Now, right? That's what I'm saying.
Became a minute later.
After the Gra, because Ramah didn't have to borrow all this. Because there was no minig in his times. The other Gra has a problem. So that's the story of the flowers. I said there's a lot of minhagim and klai, so that people do it. Choshva, Mekayimis, that do bring it in. I go now with the Goyim. Ramah says, brings the Chashulchan, and says you should go with the Gra, and that's what we do. And I said the ones that don't do it, L'chayra have to be going like the Ran, and not like I was saying. Like the Ran, and that even in Avodah Zarah, the Ginyanim, doesn't make a difference. If there's a tam, why we're doing it, that alone is a reason to be matter. And we could borrow the other Gra and say that even though maybe Gemara said you need a pasik, no, but it's not dafka pasik. As long as it's something we can think of on our own, we don't need the Goy to give us the idea. Like by Sefer Begadim, such a thing doesn't go into the answer. What? If we did it first, correct. Correct. Okay. I don't know, in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, it didn't talk about going to circuses and going to baseball games and going to theaters and this type of thing. The Chinuch spoke it out. I don't know, it didn't make it somehow into the Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Sefri and it's in the Chinuch. So, I don't want to fight about it now because it's 15. I just want to throw out the Stadim and then I'm saying there's going to a baseball game. There's playing baseball. Let's talk about those for a minute. So, I don't know, why am I going to a baseball game? Because the guy goes? I don't think so. I'm going because I like it. I like the Yankees, and I want to see if they're going to win or lose. And I enjoy the game. That's why I go.
What does it mean to like the Yankees?
I like them. Yeah. You want to know if Lucy's coming? I like, maybe, that's new, but I don't like the guy. I hate the guy. One second. I hate the guy. I enjoy the game. I enjoy the game. I enjoy the talent. I enjoy watching it. It's fun. I hate them. I'm not interested in them. Go ask them an autograph would be, well, that's the next thing. We learned what's coming. I'm not talking about that. But I enjoy it. So I'm going because I like, what? I'm going because I like it. But it's a meaning of a guy. So what is that? Is that the round, like the round it's mutter because it's the time you do it, everyone. It's a fun thing to do. But like the gra, there's no pasuk for it, right? Doesn't say anywhere to tell you to go. Right? It says maybe not to go. But is that? But everyone is even more so. The Chayadim says that, let's say, Chayadim's handling Chassidim to come to America and they want to change the Levush. Ramesh has all truth on this. If you let it change, now it would change the Levush, I'm saying, but the clothes, this jacket that we're wearing right now, this jacket. The guy didn't wear this jacket. So why isn't that Chuk Sakim? Maybe it is. But what, we hope it's not. Why is it not? Because the Yidden do it. It's not a Chuk Sakim anymore. Maybe the first Yidden that changed, maybe he was Iver. I don't know. He wanted to look like the guy. Maybe he's Iver. Behind it's Nishkin Goyish Beged. It's a Yiddish beggar and a Goyish beggar. It's the way we get dressed today.
Rosh says about
Goyish
names.
He says about clothes too. What? I don't know. Who told you? I don't know if you're right. Could be maybe Dafka wore to be different than the guy. They wore it because they wanted to look different because it was a beautiful feather. I don't know, but something. So I'm embarrassed things. But so what's a baseball game? It depends. It depends where you were brought up. In Lakewood, they're not going. In five towns, they're going. So the Jews are going in five towns. They're not going to Lakewood. Look at the Chayadim. He says you look at Mekanis. So is that what it is? If you're in a place where the Yid doesn't go there, and you go, so then okay, like the Ran, I'm going not because I want to be dem to the guy, and it's a time to do. It's fun. But maybe we hold spasnished. So it goes into that issue that we hold spasnished to be in a Zag gathering of a bunch of lowlifes and icewarfs and with his preachers and Andeshrek Chazak going on. So you're going to have the problem. But if it's now get and go, so maybe there's other Yisurim. You can have 100 other Yisurim when you're there, and we're not being mad to that, but you can't call Chesed Moiselechu because that's what you do. So this is the last thing. So I don't know. I don't know. What's the reason for Thanksgiving? What's the reason for it? We don't even know why we're doing it.
Lincoln dedicated a name to thank some people say it's a red zone.
No, we're saying that a red zone.
No.
Is it thanks that we got the country?
It's based on that. Loosely based on the pilgrims, mainly because thanks for the country.
Thank God.
The pilgrims that came here and got a country to live in.
No.
Founders.
Washington.
Why? They founded the country.
Lincoln.
He's big as Lincoln. Okay. You know what? Rabbi say it's not so important. The point is like this. Rabbi say 30 seconds. Because the Sufis is waiting. No. 30 seconds. So, 1 second. Motche. Motche. Motche Yehudi. Nachmal. So. If let's say a Yid decides he wants to eat this turkey dinner, why is he eating it? Why would someone do it? There are people that there are Yidin that do it. I had a nurse in my house that after what Shema Mish, in the beginning she hated Shabbos, all the things. At the end of the day, like I told my dad, she was jealous of us. Everything was great, and she loved us. She loved Yidin, everything great. But when we didn't celebrate Thanksgiving, she lost it. And that was the only time it happened. She was with us for 6 years. She mamish lost it. She felt it was like a begida in the country. She said, "This is not religious. Where's your karas hatoiv?" She was so angry. I'm telling you, so angry. It was like a crazy zach. Okay, whatever it is. But the point is, why if he does it, why is he doing it? So, we can break it up into two steps. Now we're done. Okay, he's not doing it because he wants to imitate the guy. Pashtas. Pashtus. He feels that the reason is whatever the country is a Medina Shel Chesed, and I'm nene from it, and so I'm doing it. So, and it's understood that's what it is. So then, the Ramah, L'chaylai the Ramah, should be okay. Loit the Goyin, that alone is not a Svara. Would I, in my own thought of taking a stupid turkey and eating it to give a karst of them, in a million years I would never have dreamt of such a Mishagas. So where did I get it from? The Goyin. So loit the Goyin, it's awesome. L'chaylai. Like the grain is awesome. Like Ramah, the chayr should be mutter. That's what you follow. Now, I don't understand it because when it came to the flowers, Ramah just said the gra, and he said the chushukum goes like the gra, and he said it's awesome. When it came to Thanksgiving, Ramah was going back and forth, different studim, if it's okay, if it's not okay, and he was busy with the Ramah, he didn't go with the gra. I said, I don't know how the two things stem. Chayr, like the grain, should be pushed that it's awesome. Now, the only tzad not is, again, in the, I don't mean to knock any towns, I'm saying, but I'm just using it as a mushroom because I know a little better the five towns. It's a great place. It's a gavaldik makom. But let's say the minig in that makom is that people celebrate. Okay, the west side. My sister lives on the west side. Okay, the minig is that the yidden do it. The frum yidden, they go to shul every Shabbos to keep Shabbos. They're different than us, but they're frum yidden. They all do it. So, like the gain is it asa? Who said it's a minute guy? It's not a minute guy. The Jews do it too.
Is eating something different from the
Amazon? No. But so the Jews are doing it too. 1 second. So you're right. The first Yidden that decided to copy the guy, because Avad and their grandfathers didn't do it, I can tell you, pretty sure, maybe they did something wrong. That's what Ramesh says. But Haid, now in Lakewood or Borough Park, where there's Yechidim that do it, the Amoinam doesn't do it, so then what are you doing? You're doing a guy Shazach. So it's not a Yiddish Shazach. So then now you have the like the Ramah, maybe it's Mutter, because people know why you're doing it. Like the Gra, it's going to be Asa, because you would never think of doing this on your own. Mamela, I'll be Messiahim the way I started. I don't really know what I'm saying. It's unclear. We're just learning together and we're trying. Okay.